Let's go to the Word of God now, quickly. In the book of Romans. I am going to be very, very brief, like I say. Look at the person next to you and tell them, welcome into 2015. Where the Lord is my God. Come on, say it like you mean it. Where the Lord is my God. And this is a year of victory. Say it like you mean it. It is a year of victory. Amen. We are going to read from the book of Romans chapter 8. We're going to start from, verse 28. And you're going to read all the way to the very last verse. It says, and more than conquerors. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. Verse 31. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? We say amen. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, we who were raised to life. Is it at the right? Oh, I can't even read that. Let me go back there. Verse 33. Who will bring any charge against those who God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Verse 34. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died. More than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, neither angels, nor demons, neither the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And everybody say, I don't have to make another prayer. That is enough prayer. Praise the name of Jesus. I am so excited because of the things that God is about to do. One of the things that we are thinking about this year is that we want to be overcomers. We want to be victorious in the things of God. We want to overcome the earth. We want to overcome the world, because from the beginning, when God created the earth and created man and woman, he says that go ye and fill the earth and do what? And subdue it. Praise the name of Jesus. The problem today is that the world has subdued the people that God created. God intended that we be overcomers from the beginning. And circumstances that have come, 2014, there were so many. And many of us will give a testimony as to the fact that many things did happen that were really difficult, that we cannot even explain how we went through all that. Praise the name of Jesus. But I also want to believe that sometimes when we are dealing with difficulties and issues that we deal with in life, they are just like the way you learn how to drive a car. When you learn how to drive a car, at the beginning, you wonder whether you will ever be able to make it. I remember when I started, learning how to drive a car in Kenya, my friend would come and, I would just sit in the driver's seat, turn on the ignition, and before I do anything, I want to open all the windows. I want to open all the windows because I don't want to feel like I am in a confined place, and I want to have that maneuverability so that if anything happens, I might be able to jump out of the car. That's why, I really needed to be as comfortable as I could. And then when we start moving, you know that the gear. And when you are driving, you forget that you're supposed to step on the clutch so that you can shift your gears. And then you are shifting a gear and then it goes something like that. And then when you are coming to stop, I don't want to press on the clutch again. I want to press on the brake and the gas pedal at the same time. And now you know what happens. When you want to start again, you know what is jacked back and forth. And it confuses you completely. And so when you start moving, you really feel like, now I want to keep it at this. You don't want to hit a bump, but you hit a bump in Kenya anyway. You know, you cannot avoid it. You don't want to take a corner, but you come to a corner anyway. And you have to slow down or do something. But when you learn how to drive, what happens? It becomes like a second nature to you, isn't it? How many times have you left this place and got home and forgot? You can't even remember how you went through all those places. Does it happen to you, or it only happens to me? I get home and then I start trying to trace back my thought. I can't remember, you know, stopping at a light. But I did stop at a light. I did not remember turning this place or the other, but it is like second nature. What am I trying to say here? Sometimes we go through a lot of difficulties, like in the whole of the year 2014, that our troubles and our difficulties and our struggles, they become like second nature to us. It is, now you become a zombie. Your life is being driven not by you. You're not conscious. You're not deliberate. You're not making effort. You are just drifting. And life becomes a drift for you. You will never know where you were yesterday because troubles have overcome you. You are now being moved from one place to another. Even when God promotes you, you will never tell. Because trouble is all you see. But today I want to tell you there is another plane that you should be looking at. Praise the name of Jesus. That you can now change from from that mentality of trouble is trouble and will never overcome. In fact, when I was growing up, when I was a young man, I would hear every time that shida ni ya kila mtu. Matatizo ni meyazoea. Isn't that the song? There was a song like that, right? Matatizo ni meyazoea. You didn't hear the song? You were too saved then. Well, you know, what we say is that we are in the world, but are not of the world. You would hear things. And I can assure you that the song that you don't want to sing, that is the one keep on playing at the back of your mind the whole time. You get into a matatu, they play a song and you close your ears, but you still hear it anyway. You walk out of as you get into your house, you're opening the door, humming that song. Let me say this to you. That trouble is not supposed to be your norm. I want to repeat. It is not supposed to be your normal day-to-day life. Because God, when He created everything, He looked at it and He said it was good. And good, I know, it is not pain. I know pain is not good. Good is not being broke. I assure you that. Good is not being hungry. Good is not being in agony because of sickness and disease. Good is when your life is free of trouble. But are we going to be free of trouble? Of course not. But I want to believe that we can live a victorious life over and above all the challenges that we experience here on earth. I love the way T.D. Jakes puts it. He says that many of you are walking under the circumstances that you're supposed to be walking over. That's what he says all the time. God has predestined you to be an overcomer. He has wired you in a way that you will be able to rise up no matter what happens in your life. But yet you keep on struggling and being pushed down and you allow yourself to sit. And I remember sometimes someone told me that no man can overcome you unless you accept. I know that statement is not entirely true, but I believe it. Because you accept either by acceptance, which they call acquiescence or yielding, or by defeat. Either way, you have to accept. So if you let them, you are yielding. And you are letting them when you already know you can overcome. When you are defeated, that's a different story altogether. Because then you have been overcome. And therefore, hear what I'm trying to say. Either way, you can find a way of overcoming your any challenge that comes your way in this manner. That you will learn how to say no to everything that comes your way, causing you to submit to it, if it is not Christ. Praise the name of Jesus. If it is by defeat, and I know my brother, because he's a soldier, he's been, probably you've been in wars, or maybe soldiers have come that have been in the war, and you have to minister to them. I'm very sure they will come with stories of, we are really not going to let this defeat happen to us. Americans believe that nothing, no army in the whole world can defeat them. And I love that attitude. And I think the Christians, we should have that very same attitude. That no trouble on earth has the power over us. Praise the name of Jesus. Because we have Christ on our side. One as if he were son. And therefore here, when we are talking about conquer, our theme, by the way, that is our theme. Verse 37. That we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. And here, this is what the Bible is saying. In relation to our conquering. If you look into the book of Luke chapter 11 verse 22, I was just talking about that. Jesus was speaking and he said that a strong man, is able to keep his staff safe. And I'm paraphrasing. Until another stronger man comes and overcomes him, and so he takes away everything that he had. The problem with us, we probably are all the time finding ourselves being on the lesser side and not being on the stronger side. And God is calling us today to give us the strength and the power that we'll be able to overcome. We'll be the stronger than the weaker. Praise the name of Jesus. Because Paul says that let the weak say, I am what? I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. So that you will be able to rise up above every circumstance that comes your way. John chapter 16 and verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you shall have many tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Come on, praise the name of Jesus. I don't think it can get better than that. We are not walking into a battleground that is unheard of, that has never been fought before. We are not walking in uncharted, navigating through uncharted waters. Here we are looking unto Jesus, the other and the finisher of our faith. We are following his example. We are copying him. He is our mentor. Praise the name of Jesus. And how, having known Christ being our mentor, then we know for sure that if he had already passed through this road, there is no lion, there is no animal that we should fear. One as if a son. Praise the name of Jesus. In the village where I come from, there was a man that was feared by all. Not because he was strong, not because he was tall, or he wasn't even fierce, but he was known to be very bold. And everybody believed that that man had killed a leopard. Now, I don't know where a leopard would have come from in our place, because we were not close to any. We were not close to any place where there were that kind of animals. But somehow, this man had killed Aleph. And so most of the nights, I told, you know, I'm sleeping, and then I hear, you know those gumboots in Kenya? Those big gumboots, the manly gumboots, right? They go, so when he's walking, he wearing gumboots at night, and then you would hear that and say, yeah, he is. His name was Meshwe. There is Meshwe. He's just, and it is the thick of the night. And then you know that, wow, that is a fearless man. Everybody else is asleep, but him is out there. Whenever he appears into any gathering, everybody keeps quiet. And he doesn't say a word. So let me tell you what would happen. If you are in a place and you are afraid to get home, and then you hear boom, 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 you know, that is Meshwe. And so you stay at a distance and then you just follow. And then you know for sure that wherever he is going to pass, you will be safe. Because nobody is going to be in that road when they hear Meshwe's footsteps. You are assured of that. Praise the name of Jesus. And Jesus here, he says that I have already walked this road. Can you hear my footsteps? He says that all you need is to follow. Because where I pass, there is no animal. Hallelujah. There is no danger. There is no situation or circumstance. I can't remember the verse in the proverb that says, a coward says that there is a lion by the gate. And so I will sit here and cover myself. And then he says that poverty comes to him like a thief in the night. Because you are a coward, you can't get out. God is saying, you gotta get out. Praise the name of Jesus. I have overcome the world for you. There's no need for you to keep on cowering yourself and sitting and showering or covering yourself in your blanket when the harvest is ripe. You know the reason why we don't go to preach? You know the reason why we do not do witnessing? Fear. That's all. You don't want to do that because you don't know what people are going to tell you. Oh, he's always drunk. The way Kobia was all the time drunk. Every time I met him, he was. I have never seen Kobia sober. But that did not prevent us from having a civilized conversation. He was that kind of a man. He will engage you at any place and talk to you. Actually, somebody yesterday giving a tribute, he says, Kobia was so passionate. Doing anything, you know, if he is helping you, he will be passionate about it. If he is giving, he will give you passionately. If he is fighting you, he will fight you passionately. And that is the truth. That's the way he was. He was really passionate. But I want to tell you that fear is what is preventing you from acquiring the blessings that the Lord has placed for you. Praise the name of Jesus. And he says that he wants you to overcome. I want to move on. He says, in the book of Romans chapter 12:21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, the problem here that we are having today is our mentality, our thinking patterns, the way we view ourselves. You remember that time when Caleb and Joshua went to spy the land? When they came back, what did the people say? We saw giants. And how did we see him? In whose eyes? In our very own eyes. Not their eyes. You look at yourself. Don't look at Pastor Lillian. Thank you so much, Pastor Lillian. God bless you. He's saying that we saw ourselves as grasshoppers in their eyes. And God is not happy when you start looking at yourself and belittling yourself before your enemy. There is a saying that goes that cowards die many times before their death. And there was another, I can't remember whether he was a philosopher, his name was Bach. He said that war is not won at the battleground. It is won before you get to the battleground. Those people who plan to win in the battleground, they have already lost the battle. If you want to experience victory there at the battleground, before you get there, then you have won. If you are looking at yourself as defeated before you get to the battleground and thinking that the tide may turn or maybe fortunes may turn in my favor, then I am telling you, you already have lost the battle. So the moment you start entertaining the thought of defeat, that is the moment you will experience defeat. So today, I want to encourage each one of us. Let us not have that mentality. Let us not have that thought. In fact, the second verse of Romans chapter 12, this is what it says. It says that we renew our minds. Do not conform. I like it, especially in relation to what we're doing, talking about it in our community. Our community, you don't want to integrate fully so that you feel like you're part of. Because if you do, then you are not any more salt. Salt cannot be food, can it? I mean, yeah, we eat it, yes. But the salt is not githeri, isn't it? You don't salt with githeri. You salt githeri with salt, right? That's the way it is. And so you cannot use, like someone who says that they cook the big ugali and a little ugali to eat the big ugali. You know? So you do not go there as part. You are going there as salt. Praise the name of Jesus. A different person that is showing the good of the Lord, the good side of the Lord, so that you may win them. But he says that don't conform yourselves with the patterns of this world, but change yourselves by the renewing of your minds. Transform ye yourselves by the renewing of your minds. How do you renew your mind? Is it by just, you know, sitting back and say that, I don't want to be contaminated with that music or with those smells out there. They are really, no. You know, I told you one time here that when we were preaching when I was a young man, back in the village, the Kesha was really a place to be. And the Kesha wasn't really one of the most hygienic places to be. Because the floor is dust. But we will roll down there on that dust and pray and jump. I cannot tell you how we were singing the whole night, jumping with a drum, with that kind of dust in the air, and still not get out of that place with a flu. I'm telling you. You wouldn't hear anybody coughing in that place. You go right now into the dust right now, and then you tell me, you will be coming out of that place, you know, coughing plumes of dust out of your lungs. But somehow it was good. But that was not all. There was a lot of perfume in that place. When a brother does like this, praising the Lord, the aroma of Christ. Certain point, the shoe just comes right off. Now you can imagine the place. Because here we have been walking for miles to get there. Nevertheless, we preached the gospel. The gospel we preached. Praise the name of Jesus. I want to encourage you. There is nothing so petrifying out there that you cannot overcome by your sweet-smelling attitude towards the people that God created. Giving yourselves and saying that, I'm an overcomer. Praise the name of Jesus. I'm skirting around what I wanted to say, but
I have to finish here. This is my last. I'm not going to go through everything else that I had planned. John chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. I love this verse. Actually, when I was looking at this verse, these two verses today, I said, I've never seen these verses like this. But they are exact same verse. That's what he's saying here. 1 John chapter 2, verse 13 and then verse 14. You listen to this. It says, I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I am writing to you, young man, because you have overcome the evil one. I have written to you, children, because you know the Father. Verse 14. It's a mirror almost. He says, I have written to you, fathers, because you know him who have been from the beginning. The same exact verse. Then he modifies it a little bit. I have written to you, young men. This is the modification. Because you are strong. And the word of God abides in you. And you have overcome the evil one. Praise the name of Jesus. Here he is not writing to people who will overcome. In fact, he's telling them the reason why you're going to overcome, young man, Jacob. The reason why you're going to overcome, even an old man like me. It is because I am strong, and not only that, the word of God abides in you. That is a statement that I wanted to bring out to you. That the word of God is abiding in you. The reason why we are so afraid out there, and people can do whatever they want to do with us. They can conquer us any moment that they wish to conquer us. They can take us in a way that they would like us to go, just because we are ignorant of the word of God. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16, what does the Bible say? Enrich yourselves with the word of God. So that you may not be swayed from, you know, to the right or to the left. So that you'll be able to be stable. So that you'll be, your equilibrium stays at the right, you know, the right place. And God is calling you right now that you may step out and see what is going to happen. Praise the name of Jesus. Step out and see what will happen to you. There's nothing as humiliating and as self-defeating as the attitude of self-preservation. Because Jesus said, any man would like to save his own life shall lose it. But he who wills lose his life shall gain it. It is by losing that you gain. As the worship team takes their stand now, I want us to think about these words. Does the word of God reside in you? 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome everything that John was speaking about there before. All the immoral issues that are happening in the community, all the things that the enemy is doing. In fact, that is what John chapter 4 and verse 4 is saying, that you are God's children and you have overcome all those things. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And at this point, I can ask you, like Capital One card. What is in your wallet? What is in your tank? Who is within you? Who lives inside of you? Come on, praise the name of Jesus. Who is inside of you? Who drives you? Who takes you places? Who causes you to wake up in the morning? Why is it that whenever you are, what makes you tick? Why is it that you are living in such a defeated situation, state of life? When you have been given all the world to explore. There are many times when I am struggling with an issue. When I'm struggling with it, especially if it is financial, I sit down and all of a sudden I realize, oh my goodness, I am in America where everything is possible. And then I start thinking about, this is a place where you really can make, you either can make or break yourself. It is all depends on your attitude. All depends on who you think you are. It all depends on how you perceive yourself. It all depends on how you look at yourself. It all depends on where you want to go. And the road is open in this place. I love the way these highways conjoin the states. You move from Miami all the way to Anascochi. One road. Straight. Nobody stops you to ask you, unapita hapa kwa nini? You move from Baltimore all the way to California, Los Angeles. Nobody asks you any questions. Shh. The whole world has been paved that way by God. That you can go any place that you wish. Spiritually, mentally, physically. So that you'll be able to accomplish the purposes that God has created for you. I want to encourage you tonight as we go home. Let this verse, that you are more than conqueror in Christ Jesus, be your verse for this year. Know that there is nothing that can overcome you. Praise the name of Jesus. I love it the way Joyce Meyer said. She said, to be more than a conqueror means that before you ever get a problem, you already know that whatever problem comes your way, you can overcome it through Christ. You live with the confidence that God loves you no matter what, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. And when you have this kind of relationship with Christ, you aren't constantly afraid of the bad news or the things that may happen that aren't in your plan. When the unexpected happens or you are disappointed, you won't be devastated by it. I want to encourage you, my friends, your attitude towards your difficulties, let it be that I can do it. I can overcome it. As a man thinketh, so is he. As you go home, remember that the Lord has said that I will always be with you. Praise the name of Jesus. And praise be to God. That is what he concludes by saying. For he is the one that gives us victory in Christ Jesus, always, in every situation. As the worship team leads us in our chorus, a worship song, I'd like us to rise up on our feet. Now I want us to think about the moments that we have been struggling, that we've been fighting. How have we been fighting? What weapons have we been using? The Bible says that the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. And it says that no weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper. And I do believe that any weapon that you use that is unconventional to the will of God, it is not going to prosper. It is not going to defend you. It is not going to cause you to be victorious. And so tonight, I want you to probe yourself, probe your heart, think through. Ask yourself, what is it that I have been using that has caused me this defeat? And I know that God is going to help us to overcome. Hallelujah.